Hey guys, welcome back to Royal Cast. And I know it's been a very, very long time since we recorded a podcast. It's due to the fact that we have been working since September in different companies and different things. And it's kind of difficult to record with our crazy schedules until we get normalized and settled and figure out what we can do on free days and stuff like that. But I am going to be continuing the podcast by myself until we figure that out. Especially also, I am back in school, so it's a little bit rocky right now with the crazy scheduling and stuff, trying to figure everything out. But we are going to be talking about something that could probably be relatable in different types of relationships in the modern adult world, and also could be in the teenage world too. So let's get this conversation started. So, like I said, this is basically just like a relatable thing that everyone do. Like, I want a disclosure that everyone has their own opinions, their own views, their own perspective of different things. But this is going to be my point of view. If you have any comments and everything, you can email us or you can comment or, like I said, email us and everything. And I will hear out your opinion and probably would shout it out in the next episode. That's something new that I do want to do. But today's thing is, I wanted to speak about relationships with sex and spiritual bonds due to the fact I have heard a lot of friends of mine, not at this age and time, that they were rather prefer to have a mental, emotional connection bond spiritually way than actual having a sexual bond due to the fact that they always had a sexual bond with partners in like their early age stage of teenage era. But my point of view, it is like when we start to develop that urge of like sexual tensions and stuff, it does start at an earlier age as a teenager. And you know, sometimes you do explore that at a certain age, you're just getting tired of that situation, that you just want to have a mental, emotional connection bond with someone. That during my time, it was that way. That way was literally how I pictured everything. If I'm sexually attracted to you, you're cute. That was my mental state back then. But I started to develop that I really like when I'm mentally challenged and also like have a bond with a certain person. A conversation, a deep conversation with certain people will literally help me in different ways. And what I mean by that is like, I really like, I get turned on literally by having a mentally and emotionally connection with someone than an actual sexual interaction with anyone. And that is okay. Some people, I know some people would manipulate the other person to be like, no, it's a sexual thing. But my thing is, I want everyone to think like giving yourself as a sexual partner gives energy. And your energy is too valuable to give to just anyone. And that's how I started to think about it. Like, if I'm giving you my energy, you have to actually have a connection with me. Because my energy is too precious for me to give just to anyone. And that's how I started picturing it since I was like 25. And like they say, 25, you realize some certain things that you never realized when you were younger, and that is a true motherfucking fact. Like 25, a lot of things started to make sense in my mind that I literally looked back and I'm like, why did I do these certain things when I was not meant to? Why did I listen to these certain people that I dated in my past life that really didn't make any sense and manipulated me in certain ways? So after that, I just started finding myself in different aspects, and like I seen in everything, like I speak to other people and everything, and all they seem to base their connections is in sex. And I don't think you can just base your connection with another person just in sex. Like I said, sex is a high level energy connection you can ever have with someone. And when you give that to someone, sometimes when you have sex, the next day you feel so tired or sometimes sad. Maybe that's a warning for you because you gave your energy to someone who really does not need it or want it from you. Not like want it, but like that they don't deserve it from you. So I started feeling like that. And I'm like, why would I give my energy to people that make me feel like that the next day? I'd rather give my energy and my higher power in sexual form to someone who I connect with into a level that it's like a bond. Like, have you seen Avatar that have like this little tail thing and then that's how they like do their little sexual connection and their bond and they're like bonded together? That's how it's supposed to feel. It's not supposed to feel like you're sad or you're tired or you know this person's going to ghost you. It's not supposed to feel like that. Like I said, once you're 25, you realize a lot of things that you will, like, open your mind to different levels that you're like, okay, I am important. If I give my power out to anyone that does not deserve it, I will be hurting my own self. So that's how I started picturing everything in my life. Why would I give that power to just anyone? And it's kind of funny how when you tell that to someone that you're talking to and everything, if they feel like, oh, am I, like, why you're not giving it to me? I gave it to you too. Like, what's this, that, and third? You probably will picture it like, you probably gave it to me, but I'm going to give it to you when I am ready to give it to you. And it's just knowing that you are worth it yourself. Don't listen to anyone who try to manipulate you, because there are people who will try to manipulate you into otherwise. But like I said, sex is a highly high energy to give. And if you're not worth it, it's not worth giving it to them. Period. And, like, there's a lot of things where I'm going to conversate in, like, the couple of next episodes relating to relationships and manipulations and stuff like that. I think we did base some of them in the later, like, last episodes that we did. But we're going to talk about more about this in depth. Because I really do want to conversate that. Like, I have younger people who do look and always contact me for advice and stuff on certain things, and it's like I want to let them acknowledge, even though I do always tell them, once you're 25 you realize anything that you done in your past life or everything that will come into your life will become a little bit much clearer and much mature. And some people, not all people. But that saying that they do say, 25, you will be more wiser than you were in your teens and your early 20s. Yes, that is a fucking true fact. Because after that, I did change and I did start my spiritual awakening a little bit since last year. Because I've been through a lot of stuff last year and I felt like an eye-opening in different things. Like, I see everything in a different light. I analyze things in a different light. I feel like there's a more energy level, higher power within us that we can control ourselves based in relationships, friendships, sexual ways, whatever type of way. There are different ways to have a bonding connection that is intimate, that's more than just a sexual arouse. And it's good to acknowledge these levels that we do have in life, because we all have it. Sometimes we just don't see it because we either too scared or we're not ready. And it's okay not to be ready. It's okay not to be scared of expanding your knowledge in your higher power or your relationships with family, friends, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever you want to call it, any relationship. It is okay to be that. But I also believe being in just staying in your comfort zone, it's actually not expanding you yourself. You need to be in an uncomfortable position in order to challenge yourself and grow even more to knowledge your own self. There's like a lot of different things that I do want to talk about with this, but this is what I've been going through, acknowledging, trying to figure out with myself. I also bought like a couple of books for like affirmations and manifestations, like to grow within myself mentally even more than I've been doing now. But with relationships, it is sexual attentions are a higher power in your life, and I will be repeating this multiple times so you guys can understand that giving your energy is a sexual way. It is a intimate type of way, but sex is literally giving your energy to someone, and sometimes they will take your energy and not give you their energy too, and it could be really sucks. Like, it really sucks. Because the next day, you probably would feel like you're sick, you're sad, you're upset, you're just like drained, and you're like, I need to sleep and all this. That's the fact, because they took your energy and they didn't let you take their energy either, because all they wanted was the sex in it. That's why you need to be careful in order to give your higher power energy level to anyone. Sex, I know there's like one night stands and there's friends with benefits, and it's okay if you have like a friends with benefits and feelings start to happen. It is a natural thing. Do not be ashamed, because I hate when people are like, oh, he's your friends with benefits, why are you falling for him? We are not fucking robots. We do have feelings. Everyone has feelings. Everyone takes feelings different ways. Everyone grieves in different ways. We are not fucking robots. And you cannot expect someone just to be friends with benefits and not in the long run develop any certain feelings. Because it does fucking happen. And don't shame people because of it. Because like I said, we're not fucking robots. We really are not. So, it's fine if you fell for your friends with benefits. It's fine. It probably will hurt. Yeah, it definitely will hurt. Even if the person's not interested, is just interested in your higher power of sex. Yes. But it is normal to fall for someone, even if you're literally in a sexual relationship. It's fine. 100% fine. Any feelings are really just yourself. We're not fucking robots, so don't expect it otherwise. So yeah. I don't know, but people think like we're supposed to say shut. Being vulnerable is one of your other highest power that you can ever have, because being vulnerable will show that you are capable of even more, that you can become stronger from your pain and grow even more. People who believe, oh yeah, you're just not feeling, and a lot of people believe that I do have no feelings. I just don't show my feelings personally, because I protect myself from certain people, because I can read their energies. But I do have feelings. I do cry once in a while. I like, even if it's a movie, I fucking cry to the shit. Like Notebook, you can never tell me. I will fucking cry my eyes out. I have feelings. Like I said, we're not fucking robots. But, you know, sometimes my defense is to If I read you a certain way and I do not like your energy, I'm most definitely going to hide my feelings from you. Like, ain't going to happen. But I do have feelings and I do like to be vulnerable. I would be vulnerable to certain people because vulnerable is a power, even though people will think vulnerability is weak. That is a load of fucking bullshit. Just to let you know, it's a load of motherfucking bullshit. Be vulnerable. Learn how to use your vulnerability. Because that's one of your other highest powers you can ever fucking have. Being yourself with no fucking questions or worries in the motherfucking world. Because you don't have to worry about nobody's motherfucking opinion. It's your motherfucking life and how you fucking live it. And that's on period. Because you're not living for anyone. You're living for your goddamn self. And if that's not okay with someone, then they need to leave your fucking life. Because that's negativity that you do not need in your fucking life. And that's on period. And that could be based on family members too. Doesn't really have to be based on friends or family. I mean, friends or partner. That could be based on family. Because, you know, sometimes family do be negative or wishing bad upon you, even though their face are very completely different in your face. And you don't need those people. You can dump your family member if you believe that their energy isn't right for you. You have all the right. Don't feel guilty if you do have to drop any family members. Because at the end of the day, it's your motherfucking life. You are your main fucking character, like TikTok says. You're your motherfucking main character of your own motherfucking life. Drop whoever doesn't need to be in it. If you feel like they're draining your energy of negativity, someone doesn't support you, leave the bitch. Drop them ASAP, because you don't really need them at all. And that's why I always read everyone's energy so I know who I can actually interact with in a mental, emotional bond, friendship, relationship, wait, whatever type of relationship. Because if I feel a bad energy, I will literally not talk to you. Because I'm not gonna give my precious energy, my energy level, just to anyone. And I kind of understand why. Like, my teenage years, I was always, like, so tired, exhausted. I didn't want to do anything. And that's because I was giving my energy to people that was literally taking my energy and just pouring negativity and just wishing bad upon me behind my back. And I kind of realized this a little bit too late, and it fucked me up a little bit, because it's like I knew I could read people's energy and I wasn't open enough to actually stop it when I was younger. But now I have all the motherfucking power, because if I feel like I go into a room and your energy is off, just know I am not stepping within your range. I will build a motherfucking bubble and walk away from you, because I don't want to give you my energy. And by giving my energy is literally just like you stepping into their form. Literally their area. Oh, Victor's awake. And like, Victor's awake, and I canceled this membership because I don't know why. Probably press like a fucking button on the app. And now I have to wait until they accept the fucking membership so I can have him, like, I can speak to him. But he's awake right now. And he's just chilling. If you missed the Victor conversations that he have in the background. But yeah, by like spiritual taking my energy, literally by you just stepping there and me talking to you, you're taking my energy, and that's not gonna happen if your energy is off. So I will make a bubble and walk away and not get close to you, period. You may be able to feel some type of way, but that's not my problem, because I'm the main character of my motherfucking life, and I choose who to talk to, who to give my energy to. And don't be afraid to be that way. Because it's your life. No one else. You don't live for no one else. We're not robots. And yeah, I wanted to speak to about that a little bit. So I'm going to end the conversation here because it's going to be a shorter conversation this week because I do have a lot of other things to do. But I'll probably post another longer conversation when I planned it even more. But this is what I wanted to speak about. If you guys want to know more about this, you can also email us and I'll answer it. Like I said, any comments, anything that you want to ask, you can email us and I will say it in the next episode. So yeah, I see you guys every fucking Wednesday at 11 p.m. and I'll see you guys next time. Deuces!